# Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our journey through # Generative AI Insights for Financial Services. A journey for the Vice President, # In this stage, we will lay the groundwork for understanding generative AI, an exciting and transformative technology reshaping industries, including financial services. As we navigate through this landscape, we'll define key concepts, explore the historical evolution of generative AI, and distinguish it from traditional AI. By the end of this session, you will have a solid foundation to build upon, empowering you to harness the potential of generative AI in your organization. # Main content. # Definition of generative AI. Let's start with the basics. Generative AI refers to algorithms that can generate new content, from text and images to music and even code, based on the data they have been trained on. Unlike traditional AI, which typically focuses on classification and prediction, generative AI creates original outputs that mimic the patterns and structures found in its training data. Imagine a machine that can write a financial report or design a new logo, all by learning from existing examples. For instance, a generative AI model can draft personalized investment recommendations based on user preferences and market trends. # Historical context and evolution of generative AI. To fully appreciate generative AI, we must look back at its history. The roots of AI stretch back to the mid-20th century. But generative AI began gaining traction with the advent of neural networks in the 1980s and 1990s. Fast forward to the 2010s, when deep learning techniques revolutionized the field. Technologies such as generative adversarial networks, or GANs, emerged, enabling machines to generate highly realistic images and text. These models work by having two neural networks compete against each other, which leads to improved output quality. Today, with advancements in computational power and access to vast datasets, generative AI is poised to become a cornerstone in various sectors, including finance. For example, financial institutions are increasingly using generative AI to create synthetic data for modeling risk and compliance scenarios where real data may be scarce. # Key differences between generative AI and traditional AI. Now, let's differentiate between generative AI and traditional AI. Traditional AI systems, like those used for risk assessment in lending, primarily analyze historical data to make predictions. They function well within predefined boundaries. In contrast, generative AI breaks these boundaries by creating new possibilities. For example, a generative AI model can produce financial forecasts based on current trends and hypothetical scenarios, offering insights that traditional methods may overlook. Additionally, while traditional AI models may struggle with novel situations, generative AI can generate innovative solutions or strategies by exploring uncharted territories, much like a financial analyst brainstorming new investment opportunities. # Overview of machine learning and deep learning principles. At the heart of generative AI lie machine learning and deep learning principles. Machine learning is a subset of AI that enables systems to learn from data without being explicitly programmed. In contrast, deep learning, which is a type of machine learning, employs neural networks with multiple layers to process complex data. These principles are instrumental in developing generative AI models, as they allow machines to learn intricate patterns and generate coherent outputs. For example, a deep learning model trained on historical stock market data can identify trends and generate future price predictions, providing valuable insights for investors. # Common terminology. To navigate this space effectively, it's essential to familiarize ourselves with some common terminology. Terms like neural networks, which are computational models inspired by the human brain, and training data, the dataset used to teach a model, are foundational. Additionally, understanding models, the output of the training process that can generate predictions or content, is crucial. Another important term is overfitting, which occurs when a model learns the training data too well, including its noise and outliers, leading to poor performance on new data. As we progress, these terms will become second nature to you, and you will be better equipped to discuss and implement generative AI solutions in your financial services context. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, we've explored the definition of generative AI, traced its historical evolution, distinguished it from traditional AI, and reviewed fundamental machine learning principles and terminology. This foundation will serve as a springboard for deeper exploration in subsequent stages of our course. Reflection questions. 1. How do you envision generative AI impacting the financial services you oversee? 2. In what ways can understanding the differences between generative AI and traditional AI enhance your strategic decision-making? 3. Consider a current challenge in your organization. How might generative AI offer innovative solutions to this challenge? Thank you for joining me in this foundational exploration of generative AI. I look forward to continuing our journey together.